This is the Archer Institute blog, in audio. Today's article tackles the question that trips up almost every beginner: certificate of registration or full license? And which one do you actually need first?
And it is worth getting clear on this early, because a lot of people assume they need the full license just to walk through the door of an agency. That is not how it works.
Not at all. So the certificate of registration is the entry qualification, first rung on the ladder. With it, you can work inside a real estate agency, run open homes, deal with buyers and renters, prepare listings, and support a sale from start to finish.
But you are working under a licensed agent, right?
Correct. You operate as part of a licensed agency, under the supervision of someone who holds the full license. You are not the licensee. You cannot work entirely on your own. But for most people starting out, that is exactly the right arrangement. You are learning the trade with an experienced person above you.
So what does the full license actually give you that registration does not?
It lets you work independently, take responsibility for transactions in your own name, and in most states, open and run your own agency. It's the qualification of the person in charge, not the person learning the ropes.
And getting there takes a lot more study.
It does. The entry registration is a small set of units you can complete in weeks. The full license runs through a certificate for, and if you want to run an agency, a diploma on top of that. More time, more cost, which is why the full license is not where most people start.
Okay, so why does registration come first for nearly everyone? Is it just about the cost?
It is three things. First, it is quicker and cheaper. You can finish the registration units in weeks, online and self-paced, for a fraction of what the full license costs.
That matters a lot when you're just testing the water.
Second, it gets you working and earning. With registration, you can take your first role in an agency, draw an income, and learn on the job rather than only in a course.
Which is honestly the best way to find out whether real estate actually suits you.
That is the third reason. It's a low-risk way to confirm the career is right for you before you commit to the longer qualification.
Can I ask about the study, though? If you do registration first, does that work count toward the full license later, or are you starting from scratch?
It counts. The units you complete for registration generally count toward the full license later. You are building on the same foundation the whole way through. Nothing is wasted. You get your registration, start working, and when you're ready to go further, you pick up from where you left off.
That is a really sensible design.
Now here's where it gets confusing. The names for these qualifications are different in every state. The concept is identical. The labels just change.
Walk me through them.
In NSW and the ACT, the entry qualification is called the Class 3 Assistant Agent. Then the ladder runs to Class 2 Agent, and at the top, Class 1 Licensee in Charge.
And Queensland?
In Queensland, the entry level is the Real Estate Salesperson, then above that, the Real Estate Agent License.
Victoria?
Victoria calls the entry course the Agent's Representative, and the next level up is the Estate Agent License.
Same idea everywhere, just three different sets of names.
Exactly. And whatever state you are in, always check the current requirements with your state authority before you apply. The rules can be updated.
So for someone listening right now who is brand new to all of this, wants their first job in a real estate office, it's registration first, full stop.
Registration first. Complete it, apply to your state authority, and you start working as an assistant agent, salesperson, or agent's representative, depending on your state. You are in the door, you are earning, and the study counts toward the next step.
And then when you want to go independent or open your own office one day, that's when you come back and do the certificate for.
Right. And if you want to run an agency, the diploma comes after that. Each step builds on the last. But most people starting out are focused on registration, and that is exactly where they should be.
One thing to do after this, read the full article. It's called Certificate of Registration versus Full License, Which Do You Need First? And it's on the Archer Institute blog. It also links through to the pathway for each state.
And if you want to talk it through with someone, Archer Institute has an Australian-based team you can call on 1-800-069-273. They will confirm exactly which course you need. The training is nationally recognized, fully online, and self-paced.
Certificate of Registration first. That's the one to get you started.